Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. As always, thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in the Word of God. Good morning, Mother Valerie. How are you this lovely, cool morning?
Good morning. I'm doing good. God is just
it
wonderful.
Is I just had to say, it is crisp outside. I got up this morning, and I thought, whew, it's a little chilly in here. It is a little crisp, as I like to say, you know, because you can't say it's cold because it's not really cold. It's crisp. It's just a little chilly, but it's a beautiful, beautiful day. The sun is still trying to come up, but I still have to say I'm grateful to have another day with God because, again, he didn't have to wake us up this morning, but he did. And so we should always tell God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you,
amen.
Thank you for waking me up this morning because I was sleeping pretty good. And I thank God for Mother calling and waking me up because I was had gone back for my second, maybe third night this morning because I've been awake since early. And I said, I'll just take a little nap. And I was napping pretty good. But I am so thankful for another day. We had a great day, Mother and I, on yesterday. We went and celebrated her birthday with Mother Rita, and so belated happy birthday to Mother Rita because I did not mention it yesterday morning, and so I do apologize for that because she was on the air with us, and so a belated happy birthday to Mother Rita, who everybody on this blog, if you've been with me for a little while, know who she is. She is so much a part of this moving forward family that there would not hardly be us without her. So I will say happy belated birthday to her. And I just want to tell my oldest son, whose birthday is also today, who is today, happy birthday to my oldest son, AT. Wow, I just can't say enough how much that young man means to his mom.
Amen.
He is my oldest child. He is that child that my husband ran down the hallway just so excited that it was a boy. He called his parents, "It's a boy." And I didn't even know what it was personally because I had to have an emergency C-section. And I did not see him until he was probably hour old or so. And all I woke up to see was him in his father's arms. And it meant so very much to me to know how much my husband was excited to have this little boy. And he has been our baby. Even though he's the oldest, he is still and always will be one of my babies, my youngest. Is my birthday gift from God. My oldest is what I needed. That same year that he was born, I lost my father, who is my godfather, who raised me. And he died in July, and my son was born in October. So it was rough. And the year before he was born, I lost my mother, which was my godmother. And so he was a blessing. And, you know,
amen.
I always say that he and his brother both were gifts from God because my youngest son was a birthday gift. He came on my birthday, and all I could say was, okay, because, you know, they were not sure when he was coming. He was possibly coming over the weekend. He was born on a Monday. He's a Monday child. And they thought he was going to be born on that Monday, and he decided, that Saturday or Sunday, because that Friday they went to give a test, and there was not a lot of fluid in there because he had taken up every inch of space. I had these 8-pound babies with my 5-foot self. They were like, one was 8 pounds and 21 and a half inches, and the other one was 8 pounds, 21 inches. So they were biggies. And they were very pretty babies, because I will say this, C-section babies are very cute because they don't have any issues with their head. They just come out perfect. And they were both adorable. So I am very blessed. Say, happy birthday, AT! So just had to say that to my oldest on this October 9th, considering the fact he was due on September the 23rd and decided to wait 2 weeks. So I say this to, as a word of warning to all young ladies who are pregnant and you're close to your best friend's birthday, don't let them come visit because they will jinx you. One of my best friends came and she said, I know you said this baby is due, like he was probably due that Friday or something. She said, oh, but I can tell you now, he's not coming to my birthday. I said, for shame, that's 2 weeks away. And she just laughed. She said, he's not coming to my birthday. And so I had they thought I was having contractions, and they were not. They were Braxton Hicks. And so she just laughed. She thought it was so funny. I said, okay. And sure enough, October 9th, her birthday. So shout out and happy birthday to one of my besties, Marita, who was my maid of honor when I got married. So we've been friends since we were little bitty kids. But I tell you, she and my cousin Christine, they are my besties. And one of my other friends, Emma, were my three bridesmaids, and they were always wonderful. But Marita and Christine have been with me since we were both practically toddlers. And all I like to say was, oh, you're coming on my birthday. I couldn't believe
it. Wow.
2 weeks later, his baby came. I was 2 weeks overdue. And I was miserable. And because I was pregnant during the whole entire summer. And so all I can say is, thank you, Lord, when this baby came into the world, I was quite grateful. So happy birthday to my oldest son. And on tomorrow, we will be wishing Sister Carolyn's son, Chase, a happy birthday. His birthday is also tomorrow. And to another listener on occasion, to Robin Johnson, who is also, her birthday is today. So it's a lot of birthdays today. Just grateful that we all get to see another year and to know that God has given us such. So I'm grateful for my sons, grateful that God has given my oldest son another year. And as I've spoken before, please continue to keep him in his prayers. He drives an hour and almost a half to work every day. So just ask
the Lord,
please watch for the Lord to watch over him and keep him covered as he travels the highways and byways. And so let's get ready to get in our word, Mother. As I've taken up all the conversation this morning, how are you again? You're doing great. We had a great time yesterday, did we not?
Oh, we really did. We were able to be with Rita on her birthday, and that was just a blessing to see her face, to see her smile, and take pictures with her. And all of her twins were there with her. Her daughter, Edie, is here from Texas. Eddie is here from Arizona. And all the kids, all the family was with her. Everybody, It was just, and Pastor Bridget, everybody was there with Rita for her birthday, and I thank and praise God for Pastor taking me there and bringing me all the way back to Springfield. She's truly a blessing. So, Rita,
we just want to say we enjoyed
being with you on your birthday. It was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
And I said an amen to that one. Amen. So let's get started, Mother. I'm going to ask you to bring us in prayer, and then we're going to get started in the book of Jeremiah. I will be coming from Jeremiah chapter 3 and 4, and I will also be in the Psalms this morning. I'll be in the 116th Psalm, verses 15 through 19. Mother will be back with a Proverb 27, verse 2, and her favorite. And I'm going to say it because I know she's going to say it too. Her favorite scripture, which is the fourth chapter of Philippians. So Philippians 4 and 13, which is our title for this morning. I can do all things through Christ.
My Lord.
And that is our title for this morning. And it is also Mother's favorite verse. So join us. We move forward, and Mother praises in.
I just want to thank and praise God for Rita's children, Kim, and all of the Kim and all of her family taking care of her. They've been taking care of her for 12 years, right at home. And Edie have moved here from Texas to take care of her mom, and Kim's been taking care of her. Randy. Little Randy, Big Randy, they take care of Rita at home. God is just a good God, and she has a good family. I'm thankful for my family. She's just a blessing to me. Father God, in Jesus' name, we want to thank and praise you for this day. We want to thank and praise you for who you are. God, you woke us up and gave us another day to get it right. Oh, Lord, we praise you for the sunrise. It's a beautiful, beautiful, crispy, beautiful, beautiful day. And Lord, bless this talk show that you have given Pastor Bridget. Bless the show, God, and just keep us moving forward in you. We give you all praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, let the word of my mouth, meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, God. And, Lord, we thank you. We just praise your holy name. We thank you for the safe travel that you gave us yesterday. You took us down the highway without any problem, and you brought us back without any problem. God, that's a blessing. In Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. For the Lord is our strength. I can't say that enough. He's my strength. And he is my redeemer, and I am so grateful, just so grateful to have just another day. This month is usually pretty bad for my family. We kind of go through a little bit, but I'm grateful that God is blessing us and helping us get through.
Amen.
And do better. So I'm grateful for that, and grateful for my church family. You know, especially my pastor and, you know, and of course this wonderful woman that I call Mother Valerie. You know, I thank God for you. And I know that it's going to get better. And, you know, God is not allowing the enemy to bring us into the doldrums. You know, whereas there have been times, we're doing the month of October, most people would know, but I would go into depression. And I would have to work my way out of it. But now I'm working my way out to not have it again. Because it's one of those things that creeps up on you. So, you know, we have to say, Lord, thank you for what I have. And you got to let go of what you... So it has been a struggle for 13 years to let go. You know, in a couple of weeks, it will be... the 13th anniversary.
Amen. He's good. God is always good. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you, Father, for the anniversary. Thank you for Pastor. Thank you, God, for everything that you do, will do, and have done. We just praise your holy name. God, you are a good God, for there is none like you, none like you. And we thank you, Father, for just waking us up this morning. We didn't wake ourselves up. You woke us up. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for Pastor Jesse. We thank you for the Table of Life Ministry. We thank you for the building that you've given us where we can just go and gather with all the other saints to praise your holy name. God, we thank you for that building. We thank you. We thank you for Pastor Pastor Few, that he helped Pastor Bridget with this talk show. Lord, we have so much to be thankful for. God, we thank you for the ministering angels of God encamping all around about us. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to us in any kind of way. God, you're such a good God. God, you are a great God, and we want to praise you. We want to praise you. Father, we had communion yesterday with our Pastor Jesse, and, you know, we remember what you did for us. You took 39 stripes on your body for the healing of the nation, for our healing. You took 39 stripes. And God, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. And, you know, like when we're having communion, we know that this is your body. And your body was just broken, completely broken. Your body was just tore down, broken. And you did it for us. And you shed your blood. Your blood was shed for us, God. I remember when you were in the garden and you said, Father, if you can remove this cup from me, but not that I will, let your will be done. And Lord, you said it three different times, remove this, if this cup could be removed, but not my will, let your will be done in the garden. And then they crucified you. Oh, my Lord, they crucified you. And at the end, you said, it is finished. Our salvation, the plan of salvation was finished. It was finished. It is finished. And I thank and praise you, God. I thank and praise you for Calvary's cross. I thank and praise you for the communion. I thank and praise you for dying for my sins, for you were innocent. Everything you did, you were innocent, and you went to the cross for me. You died for my sin. And, Lord, I give you praise. I give you praise, and I give you honor, and I give you glory. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do, will do, and have done. I praise your holy name. Proverbs 27:2, it said, let another man praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. Let another man praise you, not your own mouth. Don't be praising yourself. Let a stranger praise you and not your own lips. Philippians 4:1-23. It said, therefore, my beloved and longed for brother, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore Eutychus, and I implore Cynthia to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, true companions, help these women who labor with me in the gospel, with Clement, and also the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brother, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. You know, that's a beautiful thing. She's saying, think on things, think on good things, not on the bad things that are happening. Think on good things. Meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lack opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am in to be content. So that's a beautiful saying. I have learned whatever state I am in to be content. If you have money, be content. If you don't have money, be content. He said, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound everywhere in all things. I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And I'll title today, I can do all things. I can do everything. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's beautiful. That is totally, totally beautiful. I can do all things. Life lessons. Philippians 4 and 6. It said be anxious. Don't just be anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Don't be anxious. Be anxious for nothing. God is telling us, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, don't forget to give God thanks. Thank God, no matter what state you are in. I look at my sister Rita and Janice. Rita is thankful regardless of what she's going through. She gives God praise. And when I see her giving God praise, I can praise the Lord. Anxiety wants and eventually disappears when we take our concerns to God, who has the power and the wisdom to take care of them, believing that he always has our best interest at heart. If we dwell on negative things, our frame of mind will soon turn sour and negative. If we fill our minds with the things of God, with prayer and thanksgiving, the opposite occurs, and we begin to see the world as God sees it. It said, in everything by prayer and supplications, make your request known to God. I can, and like the title, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Answers to life questions. Would God really meet all my needs? They asked him a question. Have you ever pondered the real meaning of Philippians 4:19? If so, then you may also have encountered some frustration. What about this need I have had for years, you wonder? Doesn't God care about that aching hole in my heart? Why doesn't he just fill it? You may have attempted to meet the need yourself, or to figure out why God hadn't responded. Sometimes you may even have felt faithless and thought that God did not hear you because of this weakness, there's a lack of consistent prayer. Deep inside, you know that only God can fill your need, which further frustrates matters and reveals your complete lack of control. You cannot successfully meet your own need or compel God to comply with your personal desires. Time, schedule, or concept of how it should be accomplished. So what are you to do? Here's some good news. That is exactly the position God wants you in. No, God does not enjoy your pain or to take delight in seeing you suffer or confused. He is a God of infinite love, gentleness, compassion. Nothing he does or does not do comes from spite. Even his discipline is perfectly ministered out of love. His purpose in allowing a delay to meet your needs is to strengthen your faith and make you rely on him, not on yourself. In a very real sense, your unmet need is a form of trial and temptation. It's a trial because it lacks a fulfillment, can feel truly painful. It's a temptation because it urges you to turn away from God to meet your own need. But James says, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. So what are you to do when the delay goes on, the pressure to give up increases, and you feel weary? It may sound like a platitude, but keep your eyes on the Lord and follow him no matter what. James tells us that the testing of our faith leads to perseverance, which works to make us perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Working out on the journey of faith, such unwavering trust has profound results. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God is just a good God. He's good. He's very, very good. God will never, never, ever let you down. He can't. Jeremiah 3:1-4:31. They say if a man divorces his wife and she goes from him and become another man, may he return to her again. Would not that land be greatly polluted? But you have played the harlot with many lovers. Yet return to me, says the Lord. Lift up your eyes to the desolate heights and see. Where have you not lain with men by the road you have set for them? Like an Arabian in the wilderness, and you have polluted the land with your harlotries and your wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withheld, and there has been no latter rain. You have had a harlot's forehead. You refuse to be ashamed. Will you not from this time cry to me? My father, you are the God of my youth. Will he remain angry forever? Will he keep it to the end? Behold, you have spoken and done evil things as you were able. The Lord also to me in the days of Josiah the king. Have you seen what backsliding Israel have done? She has gone up on every high mountain and under every green tree, and there played the harlot. And I said, after she had done all these things, return to me. But she did not return, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it. Then I saw that for all the causes for which backsliding Israel had committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a certificate of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister Judah did not fear, but went and played the harlot also. So it came to pass through her casual harlotry that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and trees. And yet for all this, her treachery, sister Judah, has not turned to me with a whole heart, but in pretense, says the Lord. Then the Lord said to me, backsliding Israel have shown herself more righteous than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and south. Return, backsliding Israel, says the Lord. I will not cause my anger to fall on you, for I'm merciful, says the Lord. I will not remain angry forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity. A lot of times people do wrong. They do a whole lot of wrong, and they don't want to acknowledge what they have done. He said, only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have transgressed against the Lord and your God and have scattered your charms to alien deities under every green tree. And you have not obeyed my voice, says the Lord. Return, O backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married God said that I am married to you. Return, O backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married to you. A lot of times when we do wrong, God just don't leave you. He said, return. I will take you, one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion, and I will give you shepherds according to my heart. You will feed you with knowledge and understanding. God is telling Israel, return, 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 return to return. And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Then it came to pass, when you are multiplied and increased in the land in those days, says the Lord, that they will say no more, the ark of the covenant of the Lord, it shall not come to mind, nor shall they remember it, nor shall they visit it, nor shall it be made any more. At that time, Jerusalem shall be called the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered to it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. No more shall they follow the dictates of their evil heart. In those days, the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel. They shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given as an inheritance to your fathers. But I said, how can I put you among the children and give you a pleasant land, a beautiful heritage of the wholesome nation? And I said, you shall call me my father and not turn away from me. Surely as the wife treacherously departs from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, says the Lord. A voice was heard on the desolate height, weeping and supplication of the children of Israel, for they had perverted their way. They had forgotten the Lord their God. Return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Indeed, we do come to you, for you are the Lord our God. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of the mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. For shame have devolved the labor of our fathers from our youth. Their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters, we lie down in our shame, and our reproach covers us. For we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers, from our youth even to this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. They knew that they had sinned, and they also knew that they had did wrong. It said, for we have sinned against the Lord our God, and from our youth even to this day, we have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. I mean, sometimes we hear God talking to us, and we don't obey. So Pastor Jesse always tells us when we get up to pray, God, forgive us for our sins, knowingly and unknowingly. A lot of times we know when we do wrong. We know. For we have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. Chapter 4. God said, if you will return, O Israel, says the Lord, return to me. And if you put away your abominations out of my sight, then you shall not be moved. And you shall swear, the Lord lives in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. The nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him they shall glory. For thus says the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow land, and do not sow among thorns. Circumcise yourself to the Lord. Take away the foreskins of your heart. You men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn so that no one can quench it because of the evil of your doing. Declare in Judah and proclaim in Jerusalem and say, blow the trumpet in the land. Cry. Gather together and say, assemble yourselves, and let us go into the fortified city. Set up the standard toward Zion. Take refuge. Do not delay, for I will bring disaster from the north and great, great, great destruction. the lion has come up from his thicket, and the destroyer of nations is on his way. He is going forth from us to make your land desolate. Your cities will be laid waste without inhabitants, for this cloth yourself, for this clothe yourself with sackcloth. Lament and wail, for the fury anger of the Lord come back from us, and it shall come pass in that day, says the Lord, that the heart of the king shall perish, the heart of the prince, the priest shall be astonished, and the prophet shall wonder. Then I'll say, ah, Lord God, surely you have greatly deceived this people and Jerusalem, saying, you shall have peace, wherein the sword had reached to the heart. At that time it would be said to this people and to Jerusalem, a dry wind of the desolate heights blows in the wilderness toward the daughters of my people, not to fan or to cleanse, a wind too strong, for these will come for me. Now I will also speak judgment against them. Behold, he shall come up like clouds, and his chariots like a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe to us, for we are plundered. O Jerusalem, wash your heart from wickedness, that you may be saved. O Jerusalem, wash your heart from wickedness, that you may be saved. How long shall your evil thoughts lodge within you? For a voice declare from Dan and proclaim afflictions from Mount Ephraim. Make mention to the nation, his proclaim against Jerusalem, that watches come from a far country, and raise their voices against the city of Judah. Like keepers of a field, they are against her all around, because she has been rebellious against me. She has been rebellious against me, says the Lord. Your ways and your doings have procured these things for you. This is your wickedness, because it is bitter, because it reaches to your heart. Oh, my soul, am pain in my very heart. My heart makes a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace, because you have heard, oh, my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is plundered. Suddenly my tents are plundered, and my curtains in a movement. How long will I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people are foolish. For my people are foolish. They've not known me. They're silly children. They have no understanding. They're wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge. I beheld the earth, and indeed it was without form and void, and the heavens, they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and indeed they tremble, and all the hills moved back and forth. I beheld, and indeed there was no man, and all the birds of the heaven had fled. I beheld, and indeed, the fruitful land was a wilderness, and all the cities were broken down at the presence of the Lord by his fierce anger. For thus says the Lord, the whole land shall be desolate. Yet I will not make a full end, for this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken. I have purpose, will not relent, nor will I turn back from it. The whole city shall flee from the noise of the horsemen and bowmen. They shall go into thickets and clam up on the rocks. Every city shall be forsaken, and not a man shall dwell in it. Every city shall be forsaken, and not a man shall dwell in it. And when you are plundered, what will you do? Though you clothe yourself with crimson, though you adorn yourself with ointments of gold, though you enlarge your eyes with paint, in vain you will make yourself fair. Your lovers will despise you. They will seek your life. For I have heard a voice as of a woman in labor, the anguish as her who brings forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of Zion, bewailing herself. She spreads her hands, saying, woe is me, now for my soul is weary because of murderers. Psalms 116:15-9. Precious, it said, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Wow, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosened my bonds. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is at hand. God is just good. Psalms 116:15-19. For the Lord is at hand. God is just a good God. I think Pastor Bridget might be back with us, but I have read, and she's going to do the life lessons. I read Jeremiah 3:1 and Jeremiah 4. Pastor Bridget, are you back with us? Okay. Life lesson, Jeremiah 4:14. Wash your heart from wickedness that you may be saved. God save us not merely to enable us to escape the punishment our sins deserve, but to free us from the power of sin. Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Wash your heart from wickedness that you may be saved. You know, you can be saved if you want to be saved. God gives salvation, and he's calling to anybody that wants to be saved. All you have to do is ask God to reveal himself to you, and he will do that. He will reveal himself to you. It said, if you will return, or Israel says, the Lord, return to me. If you will put away your abominations out of my sight, then you shall not be moved. God will return to you, and he stretched out his hands if you will return to him. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God is just good. Life lesson, Jeremiah 3:12. I will not cause my anger to fall on you, for I am merciful, says the Lord. God does not want to inflict his wrath upon us, but instead wants to show us mercy. Despite our sin, despite our rebellion, despite our tendency to wander, God still wants to build a strong and loving relationship with us. He makes it possible for us to return to him and get to know him as friend and savior, not as judge. Wherever you have been, he calls to you, come home. They got a song out, come home, come home. O sinner, come home. Even when we do wrong, God gives us mercy. He don't give us exactly what we deserve. We have a loving, merciful, and kind God. God is just good. And he's not just good one time. God is good all the time. He's good all the time. It's just like when I see people like Lewis, like Rita, like Janice, when they're going through something, like Mother Holly, when they're going through something, like Job in the Bible. Job's wife said, curse your God and die. And he said, woman, you talk like a foolish woman. I will not curse God. And like Rita and Jan and Lewis, no, we will not curse God. If you want to be a friend of God, I am a friend of God, because regardless of what you go through, God goes through it with you. He said, little children, don't be afraid. I'm with you. I'm with you. I am with you. I'm with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Even the very hair on your head is numbered. God is with us. He will always be with us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Not in, you know, God is just good. He's an awesome God when you think about him. God is a great God. You know, a lot of times you think, well, I don't mess up. I just can't face this. I can't face God. I messed up. And he said, come to me. Don't run. Just confess your sin. Tell me what you have done. God is faithful and he's just. He'll forgive you. He's a good God. He's a father. He's a loving father. And if you would just come to him, don't run from him. Come to the throne, not to the phone. God is just, he's just there and he's waiting. He stretched out his arms and he said, come, come, all that are heavy burdened. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Learn, and I will give you rest. He's so loving. He's a loving, kind, beautiful, wonderful Father. And he's given us another day to get it right. The clock don't really wake you up. It don't. God is the one that wakes you up. God wakes you up. It's not a clock. He starts you going and moving. And a lot of people said, you know, early in the morning, I just can't get started. Well, just talk to God. Talk to your Father. And he will start you on your day. I mean, it's not a clock. It's all God. And it's just beautiful. When I look out and see the sunrise, it's another day. He's given us another day to get it right. And God wants us to be just like Jesus. We had communion. The Lord Jesus died for our sins so that he might live his life through us. We want to be ambassadors for Christ. And we want to be, we want people to see the light that's in us. I mean, we want to shine for him. We want him to live his life through us because he died for us. Live your life through me. I want God to be able to say, well done. I don't want to live this life in vain. I want him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. We are servants of the Most High God. In order to serve God, we have to serve others. We have to do unto them as God would do for them. He's using us. Like a lot of times you might look at a person and you said, you hug that person. And they said, well, why did you do that? That was exactly what I needed. I needed somebody to hug me, to embrace me. And that's God. That's God telling you, hug that person. Smile at that person. Say a kind word to that person. A lot of times we have prayer lines, and the people come up to be prayed for. And I ask God, God, use me to say something to them when they ask for prayer that you want them to hear. A lot of times we don't know what we should pray for as we are, but we ask God how to respond to that person when they're coming up for prayer. And God tells us different things to say to people. And they said, you know, I needed that. I needed to hear that. God uses people. We are his feet. We are his hands. We are his mouthpiece. God uses us. He uses us to spread the word, to talk about Jesus. I mean, that's why once we got saved, he could have taken all of us. Once you have accepted the Lord, he could have taken you on to heaven. But no, he leaves you here to tell somebody else about Jesus, about Jesus. Once this word have completely went out over the whole world and everybody know about Jesus, you either accept Jesus or you don't. He don't force himself on you. He's a God of love. He gives you a chance to either accept or reject. I mean, that's a powerful God. He could force himself on you. He could make you accept Jesus, but he don't. It's left up to you. You can either accept or reject. And I hope and pray that all my family, all of us, accept the Lord, because one day there's going to be a catching away of the church, and all Christians will be caught up to meet him in the air. And that's it. And that begins the beginning of the end time. And the mark of the beast, 666, where you won't be able to buy or sell. But yet and still, even during that time, God gives the people that are left behind an opportunity to get saved. There are going to be 144,000 preaching the gospel for people left behind. God is merciful. He don't want to see nobody go to hell. God don't send you to hell. You send yourself to hell. God do not send people to hell. They send themselves there because they don't want to obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. All you got to do is just obey the Lord. Obey. Obey God. I mean, he's a loving Father. And God is so good. He is so good to us. He's so very good to us that we should want
Amen.
To obey. Want
Amen.
To obey your Father and do his will. God is just a wonderful God. He's everything. And when you think of his love, how much he loved us, God just, oh, when you think of God, I'm a child of God. I am a child of God, the God who made the heaven, the God who made the earth. He is a great God. God is great. He's great. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor Bridget, and she's going to give the word from Carolyn and open up if anybody else wants to have anything to say. This has been a beautiful, beautiful hour with the Lord.
Amen.
Pastor, I'm turning this over to you so you can give words from Carolyn.
And our word for this morning is right on point with our lesson. Good morning, walking with God, you will encounter enemies. Can the church say amen? Storms and disappointments. Just keep walking because eventually the scenery is going to change. Have a moving on Monday. I had to laugh yesterday when Mother and I were getting ready to leave to go visit Aunt Rita yesterday. It was raining. And it was like, well, I wasn't expecting rain. And she said, I didn't see rain either. And so we just kept going. We got out, did what we needed to do. And guess what? As we moved forward, it was kind of cloudy. But as we kept going, the sun started getting brighter and brighter and brighter. And so it was a beautiful, sunny afternoon as we traveled. Got to keep moving. Can't stay stagnant. Because if you stay stagnant, you will be in chaos. And I love the word from Philippians 4:6 this morning. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, given let your request be made known to God. You know, and I loved again, I know Mother read it already, but I just wanted to read it one more time. Anxiety wanes and eventually disappears when we take our concerns to God. We got to take our problems to the Lord. Whatever your situation is, take it to God. We say it all the time, take it to the throne and not the phone, because God is the one in charge. If somebody owes you money, God will convict them to pay you. if somebody has treated you badly, God will convict them to apologize. God is in charge, and we got to give it over to God. So many times, we want the power. We want to do it. I'm going to give them what? I'm giving them a piece of my mind. No, don't give them a piece of your mind. You're going to need it one day. Don't let them get on your last nerve. You're going to need them also. You know, we got to quit saying things. We don't want to give anybody a piece of anything. What you have is what God has for you. And all he asks you to give away is love. He wants us to love each other. And it says, if we dwell on negative things, our frame of mind will soon turn sour, pessimistic, and negative. If we fill our minds with the things of God, with prayer and thanksgiving, the opposite occurs, and we begin to see the world as God sees it. And God sees all of you. So if there is anyone that has a word they would like to speak, we have about 3, maybe 4 minutes left. All you have to do is push that number 1 on your phone. And if you are listening on social media, the number to dial is 213-943-3597. And push the 1 and your line will be open. Again, 213-943-3597. You can also listen in daily at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time on 213-943-3597. You can listen in and you can push the 1 to speak. So we do not have anyone that would like to speak, and I would like to say thank you to Mother Valerie, because I did not know I had been dropped. So I'm reading. And then when I say I turn it over to Mother and I don't get an answer, I look down and realize that I have been kicked out of the board, which is, you know, thanking God that Mother was open and was able to just continue so we don't have dead air. So Mother Valerie, thank you very, very much. I thank God for you as co-host to keep things moving, because technical things happen on my part, but it does not always affect whoever's line is open. And Mother, as co-host, her line is also open like mine. So I thank God for you. I thank God for all of you. Thank you for listening in this morning. And if you take nothing away today, think of what Sister Carolyn said. Move on. It's a move on Monday. Let God lead you and guide you where you need to go. And to do and to remember as you go, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And if that is your lament today, keep it in your heart. I can. The word I can should be your vocabulary. I can get things done that I need to get done. I can. Christ gives me strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And we all know that God does meet our needs. All we have to do is believe. And as we get ready to depart this morning, our prayer for you is, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, we pray over you and yours family. Have a blessed and wonderful day, knowing that you are sons and daughters of the Most High and that you are loved. Again, keep our world in your prayers. Keep each other in your prayers. Forgive, let go, and keep moving forward. Because God is always there with you, holding your hand, holding you up, picking you up, dusting you off, moving you forward. Have a great and wonderful day, Mother Valerie. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. It is a wrap.
Mother Rita, thank you so much, because we wouldn't be rapping if it wasn't for you. Have a great day, family. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.